Okay, let's get cracking. Today we are continuing in the fifth parak of Maseches Ma'aser Sheni. We continue our discussion regarding the halachos of Revi, once again, the fruits that grow during the fourth year. As we mentioned previously, Revi is similar to Ma'aser Sheni, that they both must either be eaten in Yerushalayim, or you can redeem the fruits wherever you are and bring those coins to Yerushalayim. The Mishnah that we're about to learn here in Perek Hey Mishnah Gimel is going to discuss two machloksim between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel regarding how far the similarity between Revi on the one hand and Ma'aser Sheni on the other hand goes. Says the Mishnah, Kerem Revi, the fruits of the fourth year of the vineyard, Beis Shammai Omer, Beis Shammai says, Ein lo chomesh, there's no halacha of chomesh, which means that there's no additional fifth that has to be paid when redeeming your own produce. When it comes to Ma'aser Sheni, when you redeem them, you have to add a fifth. It says Beis Shammai that halacha does not apply when it comes to Revi. Similarly, V'ein lo bir, says Beis Shammai, there's no halacha of bir when it comes to Revi, while there is the halacha of bir when it comes to Ma'aser Sheni. What's the halacha of bir? So when it comes to Ma'aser Sheni, the halacha is that during the fourth and seventh year of the Shemitah cycle, whatever Ma'aser Sheni that you still have in your possession, once Pesach comes, you have to remove it. You can no longer bring it to Yerushalayim. You can no longer eat it there. You have to destroy it. You have to get rid of it. That's when it comes to Ma'aser Sheni. And Beis Shammai here says that halacha does not apply when it comes to Revi, does not apply when it comes to the fruit of the fourth year. Even when Pesach of the fourth year or the seventh year of the Shemitah cycle come, you can still continue to eat it in Yerushalayim, according to Beis Shammai. However, Beis Hillel says, Yeshlo, that Revi is subject to both the halacha of adding a chomesh, adding a fifth, and the halacha of beer, according to Beis Hillel, applies as well to Revi, just like it applies to Ma'aser Sheni. Second machlokas between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel says the Mishnah. Beis Shammai own Beis Shammai says, Yeshlo peret v'yeshlo olelos. The fruit of the fourth year, the Revi fruits, are subject to the laws of peret and olelos. What's peret and olelos? We learned about this a little bit in Maseches Peah. There are two kinds of grape clusters that must be left for the poor people to take. Peret refers to grapes that fall off a cluster as it is being picked. You got to leave it there. And olelos refer to underdeveloped cluster. As the Mishnah is described in the seventh parak of Maseches Peah, both of these types of grapes must be left for the poor people to come and take them. You cannot take them. You must leave them for the poor people. So according to Beis Shammai, the halacha of peret and olelos apply as well when it comes to Revi, just like it applies to Ma'aser Sheni. V'haniyim podin la'atzman, and the poor people who take the peret or the olelos from the Revi trees must redeem them for themselves and bring the money to Yerushalayim, assuming they choose not to bring the grapes to Yerushalayim itself. U'Beis Hillel, Oren Beis Hillel says, Kula lagas, no, all of the Revi grapes, including the parrots and the olelos that go to the wine press of the owner, the poor do not have any right to them. Again, when it comes to Ma'aser Sheni, there is no halacha of parrot or olelos because they only apply to a person's regular grapes. And the question is, do the halachos of olelos and parrot apply as well to Revi? Beis Shammai says they do apply. Beis Hillel says they do not. Continuing now with Perek Hey Mishnah Dalet. This Mishnah is going to describe the procedure for how Revi is to be redeemed. We learned in Mishnah Beis of Perek Dalet that before we redeem Ma'aser Sheni, you have to first determine the value of the Ma'aser Sheni. We're going to see the same is true when it comes to Revi. Says the Mishnah, Ketzad po dineta Revi, how do we redeem the fourth year of fruits? Says the Mishnah, Maniach es hasal al pi shlosha. The owner puts down a basket of Revi fruit, and you have to have three special experts assess precisely how much those fruits are worth, and then whatever price they set, that's going to be used for the remaining fruits of the Revi, the remaining fruits of the fourth year. The Omer Kama Adam Rotza Liftos Lobisela. He then says to these three bikim, to these three mumchen, to these three experts, how many baskets of this type of fruit would a person be willing to buy for a sela, while the fruits are still attached to the tree? Al Minas lahotzi tzios mi beso, with the understanding that he's going to pay from his own pocket the expenses of that which is involved in taking care of the fruit until they are picked. In other words, you have to make sure that you're taking the value of the fruit in assessing the value in such a way as to allow the owner to subtract the cost of taking care of the fruit until it is actually picked, and it's going to be this lower price that the owner is going to have to pay in order to redeem the revai. Continues the Mishnah. And then once they assess the amount, the owner is then going to put down the coins based on the amount that the mumchen, the experts, told him, and he's going to say, Kol hanilkat mizem mechul al hamos ha'ilu pekach vekach salim b'sela. That any fruit that is picked from this particular tree is thus hereby redeemed onto these coins at the rate that was established by these mumchen, and the such and such number of baskets for a seller and so on, based on what these experts said is the value of these fruits. Quick review. Perek Hey, Mishnah Gimel Toras. There's a machlokas between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, number one, regarding whether or not the halacha of Chomesh and Biur apply to the Revai, just like they do apply to Maaser Sheni. Beis Shammai says they don't apply, and Beis Hillel says that they do apply. Similarly, we have the machlokas, does Peret and Olelos, the halachas of grape clusters, does that apply as well to Revai? Does not apply to Maaser Sheni? Does it apply to Revai? So again, Beis Shammai says that there is such a halacha of Olelos and Peret when it comes to Revai, and Beis Hillel says that no, that everything belongs to the owner and has to be eaten in Yerushalayim, but ultimately it can all be taken to Yerushalayim. Even the grape clusters that are underdeveloped, the grapes that fall and so on, do not have to be left for the poor. And then Perek Hey Mishnah Dal discussed exactly how Neta Revai is redeemed. We said that we're going to assess it, we're going to put down the basket of the fruits, and you're going to assess it based on three experts to know exactly what the value is, how much it's worth, and then you're going to subtract the amount of money that is involved in taking care of it, and the remaining money is going to be the value of the fruits, and that's what you're going to redeem the money for if you're not going to bring the fruits to Yerushalayim, but if you're going to bring the coins to Yerushalayim. Have a great day.